Hello?
Hi, this is Tracy giving you a call back from Craftsy Video Membership. Can I have your email, please?
Yeah, Sharon Martin, SharonMartin, 288 at gmail.com.
Right, can you verify your name and address?
Sharon Martin, 339 and a half, North Spaulding Avenue, Los Angeles, 90036.
All right, and how can I further assist you?
I received your promotion, your introductory promotion for $2.49, and then I looked at my credit card and I see that you guys have already charged me the $80 under Craftsy, which is what I would from when it was, I guess, the membership with Blueprint. So I don't want the $80. I'll join for $250, but I wasn't going to renew. I didn't know it was going to still just roll over from the Blueprint subscription.
Give me just a moment. Let's see.
Thank you.
When were you charged? Because I don't see here that you were charged. You might have to contact NBC because I don't see a charge for that here.
Did they charge my... I one point, for some reason, they had two accounts for me. But
yeah, I'm like, maybe you have another account.
You can
but
try
I...
SharonMartin5442@gmail.com.
Give me just a second.
Sure. Okay.
So the numbers are the only thing that's changed?
Yeah, the 5442.
You said 5422?
44. 2 4s. 5442.
5422, correct?
No, 5442.
Okay. 5442.
2 4s in the middle.
4 2. Okay.
2, correct.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, I don't see that it went through on here either.
It says like October 28th.
October 28th.
Give me just on my credit card, though. Yeah.
All right. And you said it was how much? 82?
It was $79. $79.99.
Do you maybe have another account?
I shouldn't.
Because I don't see that you were charged under these.
I bought a subscription for Lisa Heriberta, but I think that wasn't a recurring one, I was told.
Let's see. Do you have the email for that account by any chance?
I don't know which one I used. I can give you her name. It's a pretty unusual last name.
Let's see. Because maybe, yeah, I don't see that anything was charged.
Okay. I guess I can just dispute it.
give me just a second.
Okay.
And what is your friend's first name?
My cousin, Lisa, L-I-S-A.
And the last name?
H-A-R-A-B-U-R-D-A.
Okay. And that was L-I-S-A?
Correct.
And then H-A-R-A-B-U-R-D-A?
Correct.
Okay.
Heriberta.
Yeah, I don't have anything pulling up under that name.
Yeah, I think it was a Jesse one, yeah. Because on the credit card, I didn't see any, like, account
and it
number.
Was charged
just
today?
No, I guess it was like was the 28th. So it must have been last Thursday, Wednesday. Yeah, last Wednesday.
Okay. And go ahead with the email. You're the first email you provided me with.
Sure. It's Sharon Martin, all one word, SharonMartin, 288@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to look further into it. I'm going to reach out to someone. Bear with me.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, okay, hello?
Hi.
Okay, so it's showing here that your card information is not even on here. I don't see where you were charged at all.
Okay, I just checked my credit card bill. It's October 19th, and it was charged on the 17th, and it was posted on the 19th.
Okay, let's see. We're going to search by your first name and last name. Maybe okay. We'll find more accounts. I'm not sure, but it doesn't hurt to try. Sharon is the first name, correct? Sharon.
Yes.
And then, let's see, the last name is Martin, Martin.
Correct.
Okay. Let's take that off. Well, okay. And what is your address?
339 and a half.
Okay.
North Spaulding, Spaulding Avenue. And it's Los Angeles, 90036.
Bear with me, I'm going down a list.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see. And you said you were charged on the 17th?
Yeah. When I clicked, it said the 17th and then posted on the 19th.
And you only had those two accounts?
Yeah. Not sure why in the first place, but I got charged twice. And then I called him off. I'm still getting emails to the 288, which is why I figured the 288 is the one that's active.
Yeah, because it shows that it's expired today. You're not in auto renewal. And you said that your bank charged you?
Oh, my credit card. Yeah, City Capital One. It's on the thing and it says.
And you tried to sign up with the 249 offer?
Well, I got the email for the 249, and I tried to sign up, and it said gave me a message if you were to.
Because I see a charge of $79.99, but that was 2018. And then I see something. Okay. Yeah, I don't see any charge for that.
That's so right strange. Now. Yeah, well, it's a $79.99 in Craftsy. So.
Because your credit card information is not even on here. So I wouldn't even be able to try to issue a refund or a prorated refund for that special.
Well, I can do it for my credit card company. And I just figured I would call because I was like, well, I'll do the $249 and see how Craftsy works for me for the, for a year instead. Yeah.
You'll be able to sign up with that offer, though, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You had a free 45-day Craftsy membership, and it expires today.
Okay, because it did say something about you'll be able to do it tomorrow or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know what that means. And then I looked at my credit card bill, and I was like, oh, maybe I can't do it because I'm already signed up.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that charge came from. But okay. With this account, you'll be able to sign up with that $249 offer.
Okay. Okay. All right, I will try that again, and I'll just have my credit card company deal with it. If they have questions, maybe they can find out where the money's going to.
Is there anything else I can help assist you with?
No. I appreciate your help. Thank you for digging so deep.
You're welcome. You have a great day, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.